Hi, I guess. It's been a while since I've made one of these. And, I wasn't actually planning on recording anything today, but just through positive circumstance, serendipity, I don't know the word for it, I have the house to myself for a few minutes, which is rare. And, usually when I have the house to myself, like, it's a short amount of time, or I'm just not in the mood to record anything. Like, I just can't force it when I don't feel like it. But today, I really feel like it, which is a bit of a surprise. So once I realized I would get a few minutes to myself, I sort of, like, rushed to get my mic set up and everything. I just really need the horny outlet today, I guess. And since I don't have any script prepped or anything, I guess I'm making a Rambo fap, because that's just what I need right now. God, okay, I've only made two other Rambo faps before this, and they're both really weird. So the fact that anyone listens to me talk while I am touching myself is really strange to me. Also kind of amusing, I guess. And, for a change, I'm going to actually try and talk about something sexy, which is very difficult for me. I gotta change position a little bit to get more comfortable. I don't know if I need to adjust just the mic, or if the mic just picked up my stomach growling. Okay, so, I've been, just sort of rubbing myself over my panties for the past few minutes. Kind of getting in the mood, I guess. But already earlier today, I was, right before I realized I could record this, I was sort of rubbing my legs together just while I was working, because I shaved the other day, so they feel very nice. You know, you can't see, but just trust me, they're very soft and smooth and smell good from the lotion I put on. And I was just thinking about some things earlier today, like the same stuff I'm always fixated on, which is like biting and scratching and just grinding on someone's lap, just to like feel that friction through your clothes. Yeah, I think about that a lot, about making out with someone while straddling them and just being so desperate for that contact that you can't even pull apart long enough to take your clothes off. Like, you can't even separate for that long because you just need to be touching each other and rubbing against each other. Yeah. So that's my usual train of thought. That's, at any given horny moment, that's usually what I'm thinking of most of the time. And what I especially love about that position, I guess, is that if I'm straddling someone's lap, well, it kind of depends on how tall they are, but for most people, that would sort of put them right at the perfect height to kiss my neck or my collarbone and to give me hickeys there. And that is, honestly, I think sometimes it feels like having someone's mouth on my neck would be more exciting than sex itself. Like, just that feeling, that really sensitive spot right where, like, at the base of the neck, where it meets your shoulder on each side. I'm, like, using one of my hands to, like, scratch that spot now because I just really want to feel something there. Yeah, that's the image in my head right now, and I don't know where it came from, why I'm into necks so much. Like, I guess I've sort of realized in, like, sharing sexual things on social media that that's not something that everyone is into as much as I am. You know, everyone thinks their own experience is normal and that the way they experience like sexuality and attraction, they just assume everyone else does. So I didn't realize that finding necks so incredibly sexy was not common, but I do. Even in non-sexual scenarios, like just the aesthetics of a really sharp jawbone and a neck. Like a sharp collarbone. Like, I'm only attracted to men, generally speaking, but even like if a woman has a really nice neck, like I'll turn and like I'll look twice just because it's so like pleasing to the eye, I guess. Oh, but men especially. And yeah, oh, I guess maybe I should have like described the fapping part that I'm have my hand inside my underwear now because I really want to feel more friction rubbing against my clit. Fuck, what was I talking about? Oh, yeah, so men with pretty necks, pretty jaw, pretty collarbone. I think it's important to say that, first of all, no one should be shamed for how their body hair grows because it's just natural. And I would never, like, turn someone down because I didn't like their facial hair. Like, that's not a reason. If I like them, then I like them. But it's like a aesthetic preference, I guess, that I really, really like a clean-shaven jaw because it's just so nice to kiss and lick, especially like the pulse point, right where, like, under the jaw, at the top of the neck, kissing there and just like feeling their pulse with my tongue to feel how excited they are and to feel that their heart is racing. Yeah, I love that spot, and it's just a bit more difficult to feel if they have like a beard or other like sort of longer facial hair. It's totally superficial. Like, if I like someone, then it doesn't really matter. Like, if you tell someone that they look good in blue, you don't stop liking them just because they wear red. You know, it's just a visual, superficial thing. Yeah. Okay, I really want more. And the whole thing, okay, I'm gonna go a bit faster because I really, I don't know how much time I have. So I really need to be a bit more efficient with my rubbing here. The weird thing is that in general, I'm not a very visual person when it comes to like sex and attraction. You know, hence the whole like audio porn thing. I don't like visual porn just doesn't do much for me most of the time. And I mean, sometimes I'll see porn and I'll think like, oh, that looks like fun, but I don't know, I'm not really attracted to those specific people. Or like, I'm on Twitter a lot and people will post and retweet like porn gifs, but if there's no sound, then I'm like, what's the point? What is the point if there's no sound? Sorry, my throat is really dry. I'm really dehydrated. Yikes. Okay. And I am. Porn that does have sound is usually like a woman screaming, making like really ridiculous noises, and I'm not into women, so I don't care about that. Or if anything, it just annoys me. Like, it makes me less horny because I just find it obnoxious, even though, you know, I've listened to my own pathetic noises that I make. And, you know, as much as it is fun to make fun of porn stars for their ridiculous moans, like, I can't pretend that I sound all that much better. Okay, fuck. I'm just gonna take my underwear off completely because it's just kind of getting in the way. Oh, why did it take me so long to figure out that I really love the sound of men moaning? Like, it's just, fuck. That's the best. Just, and especially especially when it's just audio and you don't have to worry about, like, what they look like. I don't know, sometimes physical appearances just get in the way or just kind of distracting. Definitely distracting. Oh, I definitely saw some pictures today that were very distracting for me while I was trying to get work done. And of course, they're like pictures that heavily feature the neck, collarbone area, because let's be real, that is like most of what I care about. And it's not that like, it's not that other body parts are not attractive. But there's just, I don't know, is it sort of Victorian? That my tastes are so modest that it just, like, takes just a little revealing, just a bit of neck, just a bit of collarbone to really get me excited. I don't know what it is. I don't know if I'm really in, like, the right mindset to figure that out at this moment, because I am just way too horny and focused on getting off. How long have I even been talking? I don't know. Fuck. God, I don't want to sound, like, pathetic. But I think I always do for these things, because I never go in with a plan. It's just whatever the fuck falls out of my mouth. And I don't know if you can even hear the noise of my hand rubbing, because I just... I don't really want to, finger myself, like, deeply, because, I mean, don't get me wrong, it feels good, but I just don't really have time for it, so I'm just gonna keep rubbing my clit like this, and it's, oh, fuck. God, I just really, really wish it were someone's tongue on me right now instead of my fingers, because, maybe that's part of why I like neck so much, like, to see someone's neck, like, straining as they use their face to fuck me. Yeah, that would look really nice. Fuck. I don't even know if this is gonna help, if I'm gonna get off and I'll still be so fucking horny today. Oh god. Okay, I do need to slow down a bit because I'm, wow, okay, I'm getting a little dizzy. Fuck. Okay, well that's just accidentally edging, I guess. Oh. Okay. Okay. I can do this. I can, take a break and, calm down a little bit because, wow, I am actually really fucking dizzy right now, which is a weird. I already drank nearly a liter of water today, so I don't know where this is coming from. It's just a side effect of the horny, I guess. Man, I just realized I don't even know if the mic has really been picking me up because of how I've been laying here. So I'll just... Okay. I think I just need to finish. I just... Fuck. Oh. Oh, I just really want someone's mouth under me. I can't even decide what I want more, if I'd rather be, like, tongue-fucked, or if I'd rather be grinding on someone's lap. Either of those things would be really fantastic. God. Oh, I just want to feel someone's nails digging into my ass while they... love being marked like that. I just want to feel how desperately they're how much they want me by grabbing me so tightly. Fuck. Yeah. And leaving scratches and nail marks and maybe even bruises. Fuck. Oh, yeah, that's what I really, really want. No. Oh, fuck. Shit. Wow, this hasn't happened in a while. Damn. Oh, shit. I guess I should explain. Shit. Oh, fuck. Can I move? Okay, that's not the hand I was using. Fuck. I can't move right now. At least not my arms. And, nope. Not my legs either. Shit. God damn it. This happens sometimes. Usually not until I come, but happened a little earlier this time because I just got really excited. Okay, I'm gonna. Oh, damn it. Okay, I'm not going to be able to finish for a while because I need to take a few minutes for my limbs to start working again. And then I will probably run out of time because housemates will be home and I do not feel comfortable recording while they're in the house. Like, sound travels way too easily here. Oh, shit. Well, that is incredibly frustrating, but I don't know. I guess I hope you enjoyed whatever the hell I just said for the past... How long have I been recording? 18 minutes? Wow, what the hell have I been talking about? I don't even remember. Okay, I'm gonna have to stop and try again later, I guess. Oh, well, I hope you enjoy this anyway.